This is the brief on the psychological benefits of virtual nature. You know, since we spend way more time in virtual worlds than real ones these days, researchers wanted to test if playing a nature-rich game like Red Dead Redemption 2 could mimic the healing effects of the actual outdoors and inspire real-world conservation, especially when compared to the modern urban chaos of Grand Theft Auto V. First off, players exploring the 1899 wilderness of Red Dead Redemption 2 experienced a significantly greater boost in psychological restoration than those navigating the busy streets of GTA 5. Think of this virtual wilderness as a digital deep breath, a pixelated landscape that actually renews your depleted mental resources. Second, you've got to ask, does this digital relaxation translate to real environmental action? Well, the study found an indirect link. So the game itself doesn't automatically make you an environmentalist, but the psychological calm it provides acts as a bridge to open your wallet for nature. Exactly. That mental restoration literally drove players to donate to conservation charities. Finally, what kind of person gets the most out of this whole shebang? It connects directly to individual differences, specifically people with high sensory sensitivity. These folks naturally notice sights and sounds more intensely, so they benefited the absolute most. They absorbed the greatest restorative boost from the virtual outdoors, which in turn strongly drove their likelihood to give back. So while those trees might just be rendered by a graphics card, the psychological calm they bring and the real-world conservation dollars they inspire are entirely real.